Well, now, folks, here we are, Clooney and Crosby, fit as a fiddle and ready for work.
Shouldn't we make that fit as two fiddles, Bing?
Oh, no, let's just keep it down to one. Don't want to start out too strong.
We'll finish big, though, huh?
Oh, we'll be epic at the end.
Well, sing something while I paint some cheer loud cards.
Oh, here I go again. I hear those trumpets blow again. I'm all aglow again, taking a chance on love. Here I slide again, about to take that ride again. All starry-eyed again, taking a chance on love. I thought the cards were a frame-up, and I never would try. But now I'm taking the game up, and the ace of hearts is high. Things are mending now, I see a rainbow blending now. We'll have our happy ending now, taking a chance on love. Slumber and bets were taboo, but now I'm playing the number on a little dream for two. Wading in again, I'm leading with my chin again, starting out to win again, taking a chance on love.
Got a song which features a lot of local talent. This is Every Time I See You, I'm in Love Again. Written by Buddy Cole, who was seated there at the piano, and Don Whitaker, who was leaning on the bass fiddle. Every time I see you, I'm in love again. Don't tell me you're not up on this, fellas.
Every time I see you, I'm in love again. Every time I'm near you, I feel young again. The sky takes on a different blue. Stars refuse to hide, and everything looks fresh and new when you're by my side. Every time you speak, I hear a rhapsody. Volumes in a word or two, just meant for me. And even in this crazy world, love will see us through. 'Cause every time I see you, I'm in love again. Thank you.
The Wrigley people have their trademark on the next words in music for your enjoyment. Listen well now.
When you're in your favorite store, get the gum worth looking for. Enjoy America's favorite brand, the biggest little treat in all the land.
Look for the spear and get chewing enjoyment. Look for the spear, get Wrigley's. Fresh, strong, lively, long-lasting too. You'll say Wrigley's is great to chew.
Friends, when you're in your favorite store, get the biggest little treat in all the land, Wrigley's Spearmint Gum. To be sure of getting the original Wrigley Spearmint, look for the spear on the package. You see, anyone can use the word spearmint, but only Wrigley's can use the spear on the package. Some people call it a spear, some call it an arrow. Whichever you call it, it's the Wrigley trademark, and it's your assurance of real chewing enjoyment. So remember,
get the package with the spear, and you'll know enjoyment's here. Be sure it's Wrigley's gum.
Would you care to fill in now, melodically, Bing?
Well, I'll try, you know, as melodically as I can. I'll fill in. Here's Yakahoola Hickey Doola. Now, that's not double talk. That's a clever little ditty. It was popular some years ago.
Down Hawaii way, where I chanced to stray, on an evening I heard a hula maiden play. A yakahoola hickey doola, a yakahoola hickey doola. Down Hawaii way, by the moonlit bay, when I lingered a while, she stole my heart away. A yakahoola hickey doola, a yakahoola hickey doola. Oh, I don't care if you've loved ladies far and near, you forget about them all if you could hear. A yakahoola hickey doola, I'm coming back to you, my hoodaloo. This side to see, back again, you're gonna play for me. And once again, you sway my heart away with your yakahoola hickey doo too. You're gonna play for me, and once again you sway my heart away with your yakahoola hickey doola too. A yakahoola hickey doola.
You know, Bing, just when we come out flat-footed or something, someone usually comes along and trips us up. You know that?
Yeah, it's so, isn't it? What are we tripped up on today, Ken?
Well, you remember when we advocated that we should treat pets like human beings?
I remember that, yeah. We also recommended treating human beings like human beings. Nothing wrong with that, either.
Well, it seems there are two sides to every question.
That's the trouble with questions.
What's wrong, Ken?
Well, just when we established the fact that pets should be treated as human beings, a very famous veterinarian says that we're entirely wrong. He says that dog owners particularly should give their dogs a chance to lead a dog's life.
Oh, dogs shouldn't be treated like human beings.
No, sir. This great veterinarian says that an animal is never happier than when it's well-fed, properly groomed, and exercised.
Here we are right back to people.
Mm-hmm. That's what makes people happy, too, to be well-fed, properly groomed, exercised.
Yeah, but to stick strictly to the animal, an animal wants to be, well, he wants all that, and to be well-fed, properly groomed, and exercised, but also the animal likes to be treated like an animal.
Not like a people.
Not like a person.
Well, maybe an animal does like to be treated like an animal. That's possible.
Yes.
I'll go along.
The latest dope is the dog owners should not kiss, cuddle, or carry their pets around, and they shouldn't let the baby snuggle up to them.
Well, I'll tell you what I think. I think this doctor is entitled to his opinion, but he could be wrong. Completely wrong.
Now, hear him out.
Furthermore, dogs shouldn't sleep in the bedroom, and they should be kept off the cushions.
Well, some dogs don't want to sleep in the bedroom, and some dogs don't like to get up on the cushions.
And some dogs do, huh?
And when they do, what are you going to do about it? Call the cops?
Discipline, Rosie. Iron discipline. Discipline.
Well, discipline's all right with children and pets, but the point is that we must love them more than we discipline them. We must love them a lot more than we discipline them. So it's impossible to keep them off the cushions at all times if they're headed for the cushion.
Also, now here's another thing that the doctor says. A friendly lick from a dog could be harmful and unhealthy.
Well, there's another thing that's going to be very difficult to control. I'll tell you that. I don't say it should be encouraged, but control, that's another problem, boys.
Well, wait, Rosie, wait just a minute. Maybe we should back up a little here. We've heard this side of the question, and the word is treat your pet like a pet, but like an animal. As we pointed out, see that he's well-groomed, well-fed, and exercised, and then just let him be a dog. And if it's a cat, well, let it be a cat.
What does this doctor say about talking to your dog or your bird or whatever? We advocated that, too, you know.
Well, he says it's all right to talk to your pets, but don't pamper them.
No snuggling or cuddling. That's out, huh? Mm-hmm.
Well, that's all very well to say, but if you happen to have a cuddly type of a dog, you're just going to cuddle him no matter what the rules are.
Well, that's the problem with cuddling. And here we are back to people again.
You know it. People do have trouble in the cuddling department, don't they? Oh, well, why doesn't somebody cuddle up to a song now?
Be wise, be smart, behave, my heart. Don't upset your cart when he's so close. Be soft, be sweet, but be discreet. Don't go off your beat. He's too close for comfort. Too close for comfort, please. Not again. Too close to know just when to say when. Be firm, be fair, be sure, beware. On your guard, take care. When there's such temptation, one thing leads to another. Too late to run for cover. Too close for comfort now.
Huddle under an umbrella for singing in the rain.
You like to have me dump a bucket of water on you?
Now, wait a minute, Ken. That won't be necessary. I don't think we have to go all out, really, production-wise.
I'm just trying to help.
Thank you.
You figure just the umbrella's enough, huh?
I think that'll get the point over. Sure, the umbrella and the singing, that'll be plenty. The lyric is quite rainy, you know.
I don't know if I know the lyric.
Oh, fine.
singing in the rain. Just singing in the rain.
What a glorious feeling, I'm happy again.
I'm laughing at clouds so dark up above. The sun's in my heart and I'm ready for love.
Let the stormy clouds chase everyone from the place. Come on with the rain, I've a smile on my face.
I'll walk down the lane with a happy refrain and singing, just singing in the rain. Why am I smiling and why do I sing?
Why is December just as sunny as spring?
Why do I get up each morning to start happy and head up with joy in my heart?
Why is each new task a trifle to do? Because I am living a life full of you.
I'm singing in the rain, just singing in the rain. What a glorious feeling. I'm happy again. I'm laughing at clouds so dark up above. The sun's in my heart and I'm ready for love.
Let the stormy clouds chase everyone from the place. Come on with the rain. Got a great big smile on my face.
I'll walk down the lane,
walk it, sister,
with a happy refrain
and singing. Just singing in the rain.
Just singing in the rain.
Well, now, I do believe that we've nearly accomplished it again. It's time to stroll, it seems. But now remember today that we had a new word on the pet situation, and that is that you should treat your pet like an animal. No cuddling, no pampering.
That's right. There's an entirely new viewpoint on pets now, and the word today is, don't treat them like human beings. Just treat your pet like a pet.
Fair and square, but like an animal.
And I think we've covered two sides to this question.
I'm sure there are more than that.
I suppose there are. Other sides to this question will pop up, and if they do, we're going to air them. We're going to hash this thing out right to the bitter end. Something that's got to be decided upon. Meanwhile, we'll let it go at this, and we'll see you tomorrow, we hope, folks.
Yes, be sure you catch us tomorrow. There'll be a vital word on some subject. You can bet on that.
And also a song or two. You can bet on that.
What do you think the weather is at the North Pole, the Berlin Wall, the Yalu River? More important, how's the morale of our servicemen and women stationed at these far-flung places? The USO, now in its 21st year, helps keep their morale high by letting them know we care. Support your USO.